The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Mando Richard.
And I'm Bill Barnett.
And tonight on the Music Room, we're going to be talking with saxophonist named
Daniel Bennett.
And while we try to get him on the line, we're going to let you listen to a track from a 2008 release of his. Which one did we pick out?
Something about bears?
You're going to find out that Daniel Bennett tends to have an awful lot of animals appearing in his songs. And we have indeed selected the title track from his 2008 release, The Legend of Bear Thompson. So we're going to let you listen to that while we try and get him on the phone on the Music Room at WVUD.
Are you a musician?
Yes. I'm a bass player, and Bill's a keyboardist, aren't you?
Oh, sort of.
And now...
Oh, Bill, you're there.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Bill.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Okay, cool. So you guys are both on the line. That's good.
And not only us, but the hundreds of listeners at WVUD are also eavesdropping now, Daniel.
Oh, great. Are we live?
I don't know.
Yes.
Let me check my pulse. Well, this is... This is Daniel Bennett who's joining us, guys. And where the heck are you today?
You know, I'm in New York today. We just got back from our Midwest tour. We were out in Indianapolis, Pittsburgh. We did 6 days on the road, and we got back 2 days ago. So I am relaxing in New York. Just took the kids out to Central Park for a little stroll, and now I am relaxing and talking to you guys.
Now, you say you just got back from a tour. Was that a tour of libraries?
It was actually a little bit of everything. We did some club dates. We did some outside sort of festival stuff. We did one library. We played at the Indianapolis Central Library, which is a beautiful space. It's like a gazillion-dollar facility, and they have a nice concert hall right in the inside of the library. It's really cool. And they have music every week. So we were really excited to be a part of that. So every show is different. It's kind of an adventure. But it's funny you mentioned the libraries. We have performed... I just counted this. We performed in 86 libraries in the last 5 years.
And you're going to be performing in your 87th on August 12th.
We are. We're going to be at the Newark Delaware Library, which also does a really cool weekly summer concert series. And we're really excited to be there. Actually, I've got some family in Delaware that I'm going to be able to connect with. So I'm excited. We're really excited to do it.
Well, we are too, because it's just down the street from here.
That's right. I mean, it's a walk from either one of our University of Delaware offices.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. You guys have no excuse. I'll see you in the front row.
I'll be there.
That's going to be August 12th at 7 o'clock at the Newark Free Library. What is it, 750 Library Avenue? Is that the right address? Something like that.
Yeah.
But everyone listening knows that it's, you know, knows where the Newark Free Library is. It's across the road from the back entrance to the post office and Pathmark. Oh, it's not Pathmark anymore.
Acme.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is good to know. In case I need to, you know, mail a package while I'm there or get some food at Pathmark.
Acme.
Good to know. I've actually never been. Is it Newark? You say right?
Newark.
We say Newark. Short for New.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm already showing my ignorance. Newark. But I hear a lot of good things about it. So we're excited. I've never been there. So.
Yeah. Well,
I'm excited to see it.
My first impression when I moved here, I don't know about Bill's, was where the heck did all the cars come from?
It's a pretty big town, right, or no?
No.
Okay, it's a small town. That's cool. Yeah.
Small town.
Small towns are great.
Small town with a medium-sized university in it.
But
nice.
It's within driving distance of
small
two
towns
big
are
towns.
Good. I'm from a small town in Rochester, New York, that has a population of about 5,000 people. So it's like Mayberry, so I love it.
You're from outside Rochester.
Yeah, I was born and raised in a little town called Hunnioi Falls. It's hard to pronounce. It looks like Hanoia Falls, but it's Hunnioi Falls. I lived there for all my life. My parents still live there. And then I went out to Boston for 7 years, and now I'm in New York City. But I go back to the Rochester area a few times a year to perform. In fact, I'll be in there in September. Playing at Roberts Wesleyan College, a really great college, which also happens to be my alma mater. So I'm going back in September to play a show and do some clinics. So Rochester's a great city.
I spent some time in Rochester. I visited the Strong Museum of Play there.
Oh, yeah. That's world famous. You know, Strong Museum actually has a miniature Wegmans. Right when you walk in, it's like a miniature for kids. Isn't that great? I mean, everybody loves Wegmans, right? You know, that's their claim to fame in Rochester. So you go into the Strong Museum, and there's a little miniature Wegmans for kids, a little shopping cart. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, they had
kick me out of the area. You know, after a few minutes, to say, "Sir, you gotta go." Too old for this, but I love going there. It's a Strong Museum. It's fun.
Yeah, they had an 80s arcade there, all classic 80s console video games.
Wow. Oh, do they really?
I don't know if they still have it. That might have been a traveling exhibit, but my kids got to experience Joust and Centipede and Tempest and
nice.
Missile Command, all the greats.
Well, enough of this chit-chat about Bill and his habit of playing 1980s arcade games. We tell the folks about the track that they heard while we were trying to get you on the line, The Legend of Bear Thompson.
Yeah, The Legend of Bear Thompson. Now, this is from a record that we put out in 2008. We did three albums dedicated to our love of bears. We have A Legend of Bear Thompson, we have A Nation of Bears, and then the last one we put out was called Peace and Stability Among Bears. And it's kind of a programmatic concept album that follows these fictitious bear characters, Bear Thompson, and this little panda bear called Andrew, and they're all named after people that I know. I have a good friend named Andrew. The record, that's actually pretty vintage at this point, that record. We still do some of those songs. When we tour, we do a few of the Bear songs on the road, but not as much as we used to, I would say. Brant Griesheimer on guitar, Sean Jefferson on percussion. It's more of a stripped-down instrumentation. It's very different from the new stuff that we're doing, which is more like electric and kind of like surf rock, pop. Kind of influence. This is more folk, I would say, folk influence.
Mm-hmm. What the heck are all these different animals doing throughout your music? You got lizards, platypus, piglets, I mean...
Ducks, muskrats.
Yeah.
No, there is a muskrat in there. Yeah, there is. You're right, there's a muskrat in there.
Don't forget the zebra.
You know the funny thing? I write all of my song titles... Generally, the intent is to get people to smile. So usually I can do that. People smile, it's lighthearted. And then maybe it tells a story, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's open for interpretation. I have fun with it. I learned early on that naming a song in some ways is pretty, like, arbitrary. But in other ways, it's actually very important. You want to give it a name that people remember. And, you know, we just performed at the Residence Inn Times Square last night. We play every week. And we did a song called An Elephant Buys a New Car. The audience are never going to forget it because the song title is just, I mean, how can you forget this? So, you know, it makes people laugh. It's lighthearted. Sometimes there's some deep meaning. Sometimes there's not. I love animals. I love cartoons. That has a lot to do with it. I have two small kids, so they love animals. So I'm kind of hooked.
Well, Daniel, you sound like you take the same approach to titling tunes that Moppa Elliott does from Mostly Other People Do the Killing, where every song's got the name of another
town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Moppa's great. That's a great band. Yeah. It's unique. It makes you remember what you're listening to. It's great.
Well, I think your music is unique. It's varied. I mean, each track is different. Each album is different. And why don't you tell them about Paul Platypus, because that's what they're going to hear next.
Paul Platypus is the opening track on a record called The Mystery at Clown Castle. And it's kind of got, again, it's got a little bit of folk influence. It's in 7/8 time, so it's kind of a little quirky. The meter's a little funny, but I always try to construct the melody in such a way that the melody doesn't sound difficult. I mean, you might listen to it and say, this sounds a little different, but you can still sing it. So I would say this is a very singable melody. My producer, when we recorded this, she said, this sounds like a TV show theme. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. I never thought about that. Sounds like a 1980s sitcom theme or something. So that's cool. This is a song that we perform every night, whether we're on tour, whether we're in New York. This is a song we include in the show, usually our opening song. We'll play this.
Thank you.
Paul the Platypus by the Daniel Bennett Group here on the Music Room on WVUD. I'm just laughing saying Paul the Platypus.
Yeah. You know, if you say it five times, after a while, it becomes very normal. You start to, it's, your brain gets really twisted, but it becomes part of your vocabulary. It's great.
While we were off the air, we were talking about folk themes and your melodies and how a lot of your music, even some of the psychedelic kind of stuff, has got a melody in it that, you know, people can hang their hats on. Which leads me to want to ask, what did you listen to growing up?
You know, it's funny. My parents listened to Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pete Seeger, the Weavers, John Denver, a lot of just folk rock, folk music as a kid. The Irish Rovers, some Celtic music. So I would go see Peter, Paul, and Mary in concert as a kid. We would see them. And just like, it's funny, folk music has been a big part of my upbringing. I was introduced to jazz in high school. I had a great band director named Mark Borden who turned me on to a lot of new stuff, into jazz, and got into Ornette Coleman, Coltrane, Sonny Rollins.
Wait a minute, did you just say
like
Peter?
Greg Ozzie and this and that.
Did you just say Peter, Paul, and Mary and Ornette Coleman both?
I did. Yeah. You know, the funny thing about Ornette, you know, one thing I love about Ornette's music, he's got a real twang in his sound. You know, he's from Fort Worth,
from
Texas.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, you know, recently died, but what a legend. He, if you listen to his music, there's a folkiness to it that always struck me. It's not just dissonant if you really listen close. So I don't know. My influences don't make a whole lot of sense. I'm also really into new wave music, especially when I was in college. I got into that, you know, the Smiths, the Cure, Depeche Mode. Uh-huh. I'm into minimalism, Steve Reich, Philip Glass, Terry Riley, John Adams. You and I were talking about bluegrass. I love bluegrass music. I love Bela Fleck. I mean, I followed Bela Fleck around the country when I was in high school, checking him out, going to festivals, and, you know. So it's all in there. Isn't that funny? It's just, it's all in there, and it comes out when you write your music. It's just who you are.
Now, one thing I've noticed about your music, which is different from a lot of jazz, is that your songs are very concise. They're mostly 3 minutes long, hardly anything over 4 minutes long. Is that a conscious decision, or do you just state your idea and that's it?
Yeah, it's totally conscious decision. It's totally intentional. In fact, at times, my producer, MP Kuo, who produced our last three records, she has told me at times, listen, Daniel, you have to get at least one or two songs on the record that are just to show a little bit of a different side of you. But it's just how I am, you know. Yeah, if you listen to any of our tracks, you'll notice the melody kicks in within a few seconds. Mm-hmm. Boom, we're in.
Yep.
Make a statement, get out. And it's just, that's how I listen to music. I listen furiously to music, and I enjoy songs that get to the point. I enjoy public speakers who can get to the point. Mm-hmm. I enjoy radio shows like this where you guys know what you're doing and you're saying this, you know, let's talk about this. You get to the point and there's a certain energy to it. I kind of walk in that realm as well, that I like things that are punchy. I like things that are punchy. Mm-hmm.
And I think that would appeal to people who think they don't like jazz because they don't get it. I think there's nothing about your music that is inaccessible. And I'll remind our listeners that the Daniel Bennett Group will be playing at the Newark Free Library on Friday, August 12th. That's Friday of next week at 7 p.m. You can see all this live.
Now, I'll tell you, the live concert is a lot different. I mean, we do open up quite a bit. We get a little more experimental. We bring a lot of extra gadgets and toys and pedals because I only tour as a trio. There's drums, guitar, and then I bring all my woodwind instruments. So there's a lot of other stuff that we try to throw in there at the live show.
You said you bring all your woodwinds, and I mean, I've seen a picture of you holding, it looks like an array of like six or seven clarinets, saxes, and flutes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just telling somebody recently, people have asked me a lot, oh, it's unusual that you play a lot of instruments, but really nowadays as a saxophone player, it's almost expected to just double on flute, clarinet, oboe, and this and that. I do a lot of theater work in New York, too, so that always calls for me to double. I mean, just, you know, always. I just sat down on a Broadway show. I had played piccolo, flute, clarinet, and alto sax. So it's just totally expected now for these productions to make money, to hire somebody who can bring a bunch of horns. it's not always easy. It's a challenge. You have to really, like, work hard and, you know, wear a lot of hats, but it's how it's done now, I guess.
Bill talked a little bit with you about the how concise some of your compositions are. I just think that and sort of the buoyancy and happiness that runs through your music are two ways that you really, it shows that you're in touch with the audience.
Well, I appreciate that. Music to me is, I always tell people, I will give to the audience as long as the audience gives back to us. You know, there's love coming both ways, and when that happens, it's beautiful. I mean, believe me, you know, there are nights when it's frustrating, but we're in a place now, we do about 150 dates a year, tour dates, and I have learned to, this is about the people. This is, the music is for people to enjoy. That guides everything that I do, so I want to find ways to connect with people. I don't want to lose people. I really don't. That's the aesthetic of the group, so kind of what drives us.
Well, Bill's gesturing at me over the monitor here. I think he's agitating for me to deviate from our plan and to play the Clown Chemist, because that features you on the flute.
Ooh, yeah, Clown Chemist, right? So I start on alto sax, and then about halfway through, I pick up the piccolo, which was also a choice of my producer. MP asked me to play the piccolo in the middle. So that's a cool choice.
And that was The Clown Chemist by the Daniel Bennett Group. And that came from the album The Mystery at Clown Castle from last year.
Oh, that's so 2015 of us, isn't it, Daniel?
It is, but I forgive you.
Thank you.
I see there are a couple of recurring characters on the new album, Sinking Houseboat Confusion. We've got Dr. Duck coming back again. He had a beautiful new kitchen in 2013, and now he's built a patio.
He did. You noticed. He did, and he's going to do... There's going to be more of Dr. Duck, so stay tuned. I'm already working on a new Dr. Right. Duck, so he's going to come back.
And John Lizard has come home this year.
John Lizard has come home, so he's been in there a couple times. Stay tuned for Dr. Duck, especially. I think he wants his own show, so he's going to get more coverage in the next record.
Are you like Prokofiev, where each animal has its own theme and its own instrumentation?
You know, I haven't gotten that sophisticated yet with the themes, but that's a good idea. I like that.
Well, before we play one last track, we need to definitely give you the opportunity to tell folks how they can find out more about the Daniel Bennett Group.
Yeah, well, find us online. We're very easy to find. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Our website is danielbennettgroup.com, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. And find us online, friend us on Twitter, social media. We're very active. You can just search for the group, Daniel Bennett Group, and we'll come up and say hello. We love to connect with people, especially in different cities when we're touring. And I got to tell you, I'm just so excited to be performing in Delaware on the 12th, because it's going to be a really fun show. And it's just great to be with you guys for this segment and to be on the show with you guys. I really appreciate the coverage.
Well, we've had a blast chatting with you, and I mean, I hope I didn't laugh too loudly to short out the transmitter or anything. But we've really had a good time chatting with you, and I think the just the whimsy and the
good-naturedness
of the music is and the way you work in so many, I would say, multicultural riffs. Almost you can hear all these things. It's not just from your Peter, Paul, and Mary folk background.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. There's a lot in there. And I let the musicians bring their own input. I rarely tell people what to play. And funny enough, I actually write all of my music from the guitar. I actually strum chords on the guitar. I've never written a song from the piano. I write from the guitar. Huh. I imagine what Nat Janoff would play. He's my guitar player. And I sing the melodies, and then at some point I transfer that to my wind instruments. And I think that's more of a pure way for me to get into the melody structure. So I appreciate that. I appreciate your words, because, like I said earlier, our goal is to connect with people. When we travel, all we want to do is find a way to bless people and to connect. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And, I'd better say, because it is just now 7 o'clock, folks, you're listening to WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark,
the voice of the University of Delaware.
That's us. And now, Daniel Bennett, tell us about John Lizard Comes Home.
He's coming home. John Lizard, this is actually the opening track on the new album called Sinking Houseboat Confusion. Came out last month. By the way, I should mention, if you're in the New York area, we're doing our New York CD release at the Blue Note on Sunday, October 16th. That's in the future.
Wow.
That'll be up on our website. But the John Lizard is actually my favorite track on the album. It's the opening track. It's got a lot of the surf rock, punk, a little bit, the element meets, kind of the quirky modern jazz thing. So there's a lot going on in the track. So
Daniel,
that's all there is to say.
Daniel, thanks again so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Richard. It's so great to be here. I appreciate it.
You are listening to 91.3 FM, WVUD, and WVUD HD1 Newark.